Thank you very much. I thank you very much, organizer of conference, and happy birthday, Professor Anna Harrison. Well, the title of the talk slightly changed, because that yesterday I talked to some of people here, then some of people suggested maybe structural algebra it may not be appropriate. Maybe better to go Harrison algebra. So that is why as much as possible, so I refer to Harrison algebra rather than structural algebra. So my title of my talk would be Triality and Harrison algebra. Then bracketed with that structural algebra. So I shall refer as much as possible. So you can read. Now then Well, so this is a conference on non-associative algebra. Then I think some idea might be interesting. So non-associative occur in ordinary language. So of course that example of non-associativity means that the product is not the same thing. But it occurs to ordinary English language. So let me consider such kind of thing. That one, so high school building is not the same thing as high school building. So meaning are two different too. So this doesn't associate. So it's a non-associative algebra. Then the second example is following. Dark greenhouse. It's not the same thing as dark greenhouse. So that meaning are different here too. Oh, then the third example, good meat taste. It's not the same thing as good meat taste or something like this. Well, so this is an example of non-associativity ordinary language. Then I took from this is the mathematical circus number 3 by Mr. Eves at the book, so on page 133. So this one. So this is the introduction. Then the second thing is what I'm going to speak about is a triality here too, I shall mention here too. Then of course number 3 is occur so many cultures, then of course ancient Greek times, that the three beauties. So that means that Aphrodite, Artemis and Athene, I hope I'm correct. So if not correct, please correct me. So it was. So equivalent that thing in Japan is three beauties. So now this is the three beauties by Utamaro, Ukiyo-e here too. So this is the courtesy by Professor Kamiya. Then I think I shall give to that Professor Harrison too. So this one here too. So now then the more serious thing, so I shall talk about my own talks. Oops. ここですか。 Well, so let me talk about talk about the subject, then so as I mentioned, my title of talk is Triality and Harrison algebra. So that's my talk. Then let me say that what it is. Then first of all, with that example, then the motivation mention, then later I shall come to examples, and that's some detail here too. Well, then the definition is rather messy, so that's the reason why before writing down here first. Then let me see, DJ equal that some endomorphism, so algebra A. So let me go to any algebra A. Then DJ, mean, so some endomorphism A here too. Then X, Y, any kind of element that A here too, something. Then three of them exist, D0, D1, D2. That is why triality comes in. Then satisfy condition, DJ, X, Y, operating product, is that J plus 1, now then the raise here. Then operating first element U, the multiply V, plus now then the U times, skip 2, J plus 2, so XY here too. Then, of course, this is J=012. Then, of course, import this is module 3, index defined here too. Then, this is all just a generalization of notion of derivation here too. Then, everything that's three. Okay, so this is something that occurs many, many things here too. But however, that some interesting cases that are much more that tight condition necessary. So then, first of all, import condition. So that first that second variable, if we interchange minus sign, so it's anti-symmetric. Okay, so very, very difficult to find the example. I can do it, but it's not so interesting case. Plus, you can do it. So some part minus seems to be more natural. So some part here too. Well, then the second, much more serious condition is D1, let me say. Okay, here too. Then the such kind of form, exactly that R means that right multiplication operator, L means left multiplication operator. So that R, L, R, L here too. Then the D2 is that L, R, slight change here too. Then I don't define D0 at all. Okay? But actually D0 itself is almost determined by these two conditions here too, because that this condition, J=012, very, very strong. So if you give that D1, D2, exclude form, then this condition alone certainly almost determines D0 itself. Sometimes not always, but essentially D0 determines the condition, 0 and 1, 2 here. Okay, here. So that's why I don't specify D0 at all. So D0 indeed that's very different from different that, cases. Okay, so here too. Well, but unfortunately it's not enough. So I have to introduce that D0, D1, D2 satisfy some kind of very complicated relation here too. So X, Y, Z, then the cyclical interchange here too, then sum equals 0 here too. Then furthermore, I have to introduce D0, D0, D0 satisfy. So again, X, Y, Z operating here, then cyclical equals 0 here. Then the finally, so commutation relation. So D0, M, DM is rather messy condition satisfied here too. So L minus M, this is a different sentence here too. Well, however, that so turns out the condition 5, 6 is less important because that 5 and 6 follow from that 0, 1, 2. Okay, it's a 3, 4 is not necessary. 3 here too, if that's a condition. So left multiplication operator equals 0 or that right multiplication operator equals 0, automatically mess equals 0. Then that this condition automatically follows from this one here too. So it's rather interesting, even this complicated computation relation come from that all that assumption. So mention this one and that here too, if that this condition satisfies here. Well, so then this is again that familiar, okay, to the classical that theory of triality. Because set L is M. L is M is arbitrary integer, 0, 1, 2. So set L equal M here too, L is M here too. So this is L minus M, so this is 0 here. So this is 0 here too. So this is that exactly the same independent L, that realized by the same thing. This is precisely what happened to that 8-dimensional case, if I mentioned later. So algebra A is a so-called para-height algebra, a para-octonion or pseudo-octonion algebra. Then that this algebra, realized by SO8, precisely SO8, so D4. Then that interchanging that D0, D1, D2 means that classical triality. So namely, thinking diagram of that D4, the simple interchange that root system. Okay. So indeed that this one is already contained that classical that octonionic essential octonionic that triality condition here. Then why do I consider such condition? Then unfortunately this one is that. Following work of that Professor Faulkner Allison and the Professor that Elzuke, but debut yesterday Professor Elzuke mentioned some much more nicer that reason why such kinds of metaphor on the automatical some other that interesting idea here too, which actually I have to confess I don't understand. So, but anyway, so that is not why I state that explicitly. So. I'm a physicist, so unless I write an explicit formula, I don't understand at all. So, that is not highlighted. Okay, okay, then next, then why do I consider such kind of complicated thing? Well, so as I mentioned, essentially it's the construction of large algebra. So it's due to, of course, that following that Professor Allison Faulkner's work and Professor Elzuke's work. So that the reason is that if A, algebra satisfies at this such and complicated conditions, then I can construct a very, very large D-algebra. So D-algebra go following. So put in a three copy of essential algebra A. So I write a row 0A, row 1A, row 2A. Then something another piece. The other piece is that some linear combination of another T0, a three space integer satisfies A. So then what is it? Well, so anyway, turns out to be that IJK is the cyclic permutation of index 0 and 2. The imposed condition, so rho i, exactly the same thing, then gives you that this piece, W. So simply rho 0 gives you this piece, then rho 1 commutation gives you this piece, then the rho 2 gives this one here too. But if we change that the commutation of rho 0, rho 1, so like here, condition 2, rho i, rho j, here too, then this is called third element. Then the product enters in here too. That is also algebra, implicitly assuming algebra is something of structure here too. Then the computational relation between this chunk W, then the rho j, is exactly come to rho j here. Then the some meshier object, so DL plus 1. So I think of writing this formula, I am implicitly assuming underlying algebra is this one. Oh, I am forgotten about it all right. Then the, I call that, again, lack of good terminology. I call any algebra A satisfy this condition to the normal symmetric toriate algebra, I call it. So normal ST, I call it here. Okay. So I'm implicitly assuming that A is a normal symmetric toriate algebra. Then the satisfy the TL, TM satisfy exactly similar too. So you can notice this condition is that essentially that same as this condition here, this computation relation. Simply that replace DL, DM to the capital T. Oh, this is capital T here. Then this is exactly the same thing here too, here. Then the last condition here too, T0, T1, T2, cycle 0, then the exactly mimic that condition given by that this one here too, exactly mimic this condition here. Well, I simply replace that everything here too. But the important thing is a completely unspecialized space here too. Okay? So that's the reason why here too. Well, then that you can prove statement. Well, actually, this is essentially a version of, essentially, modified version of Porter Allison Hockner's work, essentially. But anyway, you can prove. So if A is a normal STA, namely satisfy D, satisfies the rather messy condition here, then that L constructed here is a real algebra here. Okay, so that's a reason why we consider. Then the actual that this condition, as I mentioned, is essentially that same as condition here to this condition here too. So indeed that the Professor Allison, Faulkner, and Professor Elzucker, their work, so identify, so TL to some triple of DD, something like this. Then this condition automatically satisfies, so you can forget about it. Okay, so that's a nice part. But anyway, I like in this here too. Well, now then the so far said up to this one, then what is the relation of this algebra to that Allison algebra, or some old terminology, so structural algebra? What is it? Well, so that's very, very simple, turns out to be. Well, so this one is essentially used for Elzucker. So Elzucker, old material, Professor Elzucker noticed in his work on that construction of actually an horizontal that's a magic square. If that, let me say, is now involutive, the normal state, not necessarily involutive, but normal state satisfy this condition, but somehow that's involutive. So that's xy bar is that y bar xy here too, look here too. Then I that introduce that new that algebra star, simply xy star, simply defined by that xy bar by y bar. This looks like so trivial, but it isn't. So it's a very, very remarkable result. Okay. Then the statement following here too. Then the relation between this algebra and that Allison algebra is that if A star is unital, that's equivalent to say A star is Allison algebra here. Okay. So essentially speaking, that Ison algebra that a very important subclass of this normality, essentially speaking. Then this Esta is that a unita, then the exact comes here. But unita is of course very interesting, that statement. But sometimes very selective too. For instance, that realgebra, you see, cannot have a unita element. Cannot unita here too. So that post Ison's algebra cannot contain the algebra here too. But this type of algebra that contain any the algebra at all here. Okay. So now then the before further going, so let me that this algebra is a rather remarkable that property here too. So it contains structure of a triality already. Okay? So because this is already triality something is. So it's not so surprising that maybe that such a large algebra may contain triality here too. But indeed that you can see that let me consider L0 is a rho 0 plus T0 A, okay, pick up here. Then let's find that L1 is a rho 1 plus T1 A part. Then the L2 is a rho 2 A plus T2 A part here. So if we say computation relation here, so now rho 0, rho 0, then again rho 0 is still come back. So it's closed. Of course, rho 0, rho 0 is T minus one, actually, so T0. Oh, I'm sorry, this is a mistake. So this is a T2. This is a T1. Okay. So that if we T0, T0, that T0 come back. So come back itself. So then the T0, T0, of course, T0, rho 0, go rho 0 is here too. So therefore, that this is a subalgebra of a larger realgebra here too. Then similarly, if we take a row 1, row T2 here too. Then this is again, by this relation, this is minus 1. So minus means modulo 3, so minus 1 is 2 here. That is why that's row 1, row 1 is T2, change it, minus 1, T2. So that is why. So that I put on T2 here. And then the similarly here too. So now, L equal 2, 1, mean that 1 is okay, then here, drop can be. So this is that, again, sub-realgebra, not larger-realgebra. Then the final is that, everything is sub-realgebra here. Okay, here. So therefore, then the, everything is that sub-realgebra, but if you put on L is M, okay, 0, 0 here. Then again, this L minus M here too, okay, so T0. So that, this algebra, T0, T1, T2, that, again, sub-realgebra of larger realgebra L, but exactly that, just like as I mentioned here, D0, D1, case is a classical triality relation, that exactly that isomorphic to each other. So that what happened is that, L0, L1, L2 are all isomorphic to each other. So here. Then the, this, term, I call this is that T0. Let me say T0. Then T2 is H2, sorry. This is here is again isomorphic. But, so that L has that very, very that structure. It's not some direction of L1, L0, L2 because that's a common element. So because that's a T0, T2, T1, that's a as a vector space, essentially same thing, really. Okay, so it's a change it, because that you can see from this one here too. Sum is zero here, so can't be independent to each other, okay? So in general, most cases, essentially, exactly same thing as a vector space, you know, this is the theorem. So therefore, that structure of this realgebra is that following structure, okay, here. Three piece content, L0, L1, L2, okay? Complete content, but common that thing is that essentially H0, H1, H2 here, common here. Then what the triality? So triality in this case is that simply permutation of a three piece here. Okay, so that if we interchange index 1, 0, 1, 2, something, alright? So then the L0 change to L1, L1 to L2, L2 goes to L1. Then here too, this piece H contains that just like a classical triality. So it's again interchangeable themselves. Okay, here too. So that's a statement of that triality. So this construction, triality is essentially implicit, automatically that's a content here too. Then the, as I mentioned later, so this case, EH on 2, so that's how we are not try to EH, so now automatically that's contained, that's in this way here, okay, here. Okay, now, so this is a general statement, okay? So now, so let me come to specific statement, then again, I'm afraid I need okay. あ、こちらですか。So let me just consider briefly about a short history of that, those kind of trialities. Then essentially, of course, that, I'm sorry, this I wrote in that beforehand, so I call structure algebra, but probably, as I mentioned, here I call Ison algebra. So essentially, that's a classically, of course, triality is an octonial triality, so everybody knows, so essentially I don't bother to write down. Then essentially, first that's modern idea of triality comes from Professor Allison's work. So that, let me go and say, we need an involved algebra. So then the triples are defined here too. Then the, that this defines the minus one horizontal contour triple system, or generalized Jordan triple system of second order Professor contour. Then the, satisfy something like this one here too. Well, so in this case, that's not obvious connection to triality, but essentially that's Allison Faulkner, 1993, so noticed, so then introduced the notion of a related triple. So again, that's a D0, D1, D2, something, and a cubic, this very similar thing like this one. But essentially, relation is that slightly different. So relation is that DJ bar, satisfy bar here too. Okay, so here, it's not that just like here, okay, instead of this one, this is a bar in the end. Okay, so that's then Professor Allison Faulkner called, that's a degenerate triple here too. Okay, so then this is the structure, okay, then the notice here too. But independently of that development of actually Allison algebra, then the certainly symmetric focal composition algebra. So that might be independently that this is some history too. Then what is it? Briefly I shall mention. Then the, let me see. So A is a non-unitary algebra. Then it satisfies relation, something like this one too. So x, y, x is x, y, x is x, x. Something x, x is that symmetric bilinear form here too. Then the, from this one, you can prove then the, automatically this relation implies that inner product is that associative, and moreover it's a composition algebra here too. But the difference from ordinary that octonial algebra, this is not unitary. So no unit element exists unless the dimension one. So exists here too. So anyway, that's long, long time many, many people work, including Professor Elbuke. So that's then A is either a parahite algebra or A-dimensional pseudo-octonial algebra. Then that's where parahite algebra means that from a height algebra, the unit element 2, then you satisfy, define, just like a relational dimension here. You can define here. Okay, so anyway, so this is that work in that again, 90 up to Professor Elduk's work, 1990, I think, work on that composition this one. But anyway, 1998, then the Knuth, Merkel, Jett, Roth, Tignor, 1998. Notice following thing here too. So let A is that symmetric composition algebra. Then the exists that some triple, D0, D1, D2. Then the satisfies condition DJ XY. Precisely what I'm talking about here too, DJ XY satisfies you here. Okay? So there are these two independent. Then of course that this work has been investigated exhaustively profile by the year 2000. Then I think I joined, then Elduk and myself, the 2001. Then the remarkable enough that Professor Elduk last year too. So well, I said this AMI is not so good. So not a Kaltan notation. So AMI simply means two independent symmetric composition algebra here. So if we use that two symmetric composition algebra, then Professor Elduk constructed so-called that magic scale. Okay. Let me see. From essentially that construction I mentioned here, then here it is. So essentially speaking, construction. Then the tensor product is again that I should mention what about it. Then the any symmetric composition algebra is automatically that satisfy all these conditions here too. So you can define that DJ here too, then such all these conditions here. So that any composition algebra is automatically by this definition a normal symmetric triad algebra here too. But not only that product is that symmetric composition algebra here, tune of any independent that symmetric composition algebra here. So that's the reason why then the, this construction works here too. Then essentially Professor Elduk did it. So in this case, then he discovered following that formula, of course. So constructed using this one, to using essentially this method, then the construct the algebra. Then the sure enough that this gives you Freudenthal magic scale. So namely A1, A2 that symmetric composition algebra here. So that the dimension either 1, 2, 4, 8 here too. So dimension 1 is simply real number, roughly speaking. Then the dimension 2 is two-dimensional quadratic algebra. Then dimension 4 is that par quaternion algebra. So then the dimension is two of them. So that's a very interesting part. Then par octonion or pseudo-octonion algebra. So then the, from construction this one here too, then the process that Elduk of the discovered, so that this gives exactly that Freudenthal magic scale here too. So that dimension 8 case, yeah, it doesn't matter which data you use, para octonion or pseudo octonion. So you can use it here too. So you can get it here too, all case. Okay, so I think time is becoming here. Then now then the what is it? Okay, then the, I shall mention that in this case, as I mentioned, the D-algebra has a construct in this way, has a, always has a structure of a triality in it here too. So then the, maybe I should this one, so this simple. Okay, doesn't matter, no, it's okay, please. So here too, then in this case, to the composition algebra, dimension 8, then the, as I mentioned, that gives octonion. Then it turns out to be, I think this is true, so maybe I'm wrong. I said not V1, V2, V2, L1, L0, L2 in my notation. Okay, then the, I think this is a D-algebra D8. Then that H1, H0, H2 is a D4 plus D4 here too. I hope it's a correct statement that possible. So this is that D-algebra EH here too. So EH has a following structure here too by this construction. So that's something D8 here, D8 here, D8 here. So intersection D4 plus D4 here too. Okay. Then of course D8 is a maximum sub-algebra EH, that's known. Then toriality means simply interchanging so that the three pieces of D8, D8, D8. Okay, so that's a toriality EH here. Okay. So now then the, another interesting funny thing is that another construction of that E8 possible. So again, construction due to Professor Alison Faulkner, then the, I think I call parazolon, if there the math doesn't matter. So Professor Alison Faulkner paper is called Zolon, simply I say what, but then the structure is A that field that BB. These are I call cubic atomistic algebra. associated with this one too. Again, that I think I shall come back here to then the B, okay, that satisfies a certain identity, x, k, x, k equal nx. And x, I think I don't need this one, so maybe I can raise it. Okay, so I think I don't need it, this one. So that A is now, then I can following form F, B, B, F. Then we define that this algebra x, element x, x, y. To shoot away, I don't bother to write down. Huh? Then that this is satisfies on a normal symmetric triad algebra, or equivalent to that Ison algebra. If you go to Esta, dual, I call dual algebra, it's the same thing, really. So anyway, then the important thing is that B, that satisfies you on element x, y, any kind of element B, then satisfy condition, must satisfy condition. So n, x, x, here, all right? Then if that this condition satisfied, then you can prove that the Esta is an Allison algebra, then the word that correspond algebra A, that my terminology, normal symmetric triality algebra here. But the interesting thing is that some time ago, year 2000, that Professor Elduke and myself, and essentially classified that this type of algebra, then this contains an two major that thing and that mama that exceptional case here too. Then the one is that one case is also this content in a Jordan algebra. Algebra no that four times four quaternion order four. Degree four that posa that degree four. Then the second one is Jordan algebra over degree three. Okay, then the actually three or four more that are exceptional cases exist. So anyway, most of that cases that occur this one here two people use it. Because that this Jordan algebra degree three is related to it. Okay, not exactly the same thing. That you can intimate related to it. Okay, this algebra. Then the, this is of course connected to and most remarkable are 27 dimensional and Albert algebra, of course. So it is a three times three matrix. Then this is octonion, symmetric octonion algebra, diagonal part real here too. Then of course dimension is at 27 here. Okay, here 27 here. But you see this category, there is another type of that algebra exists at the Jordan algebra degree 4. So that is, you can use, no reason why I can't use it. So that is at the whole time homotic. Okay, now whole time homotic. Then the entry is at the quaternion. Okay, maximum highest at the quaternion. Okay, then diagonal is a trace here. Then this is the exact dimension 27 here. Right? Because that is a quaternion, quaternion, quaternion. You have a 6 nodes. Right? So that dimension is a 6 times 4. Then you have a 3 nodes and traces. Plus 3, this is 27 here. Right here. So that both octonion, Albert algebra, and that this algebra, exactly 20 dimension, 27 dimension representation. And that therefore this dimension is that both case at 56 dimension. So that this has been that discussed when we took 56 dimensional that realization. Okay, so that most of that degrees is here too. Okay, yeah. Well, such kind of thing, of course, that discussed already by Professor Faulkner. And the Professor Krutzvik, Kretelvik Professor yesterday, so I discussed here too. But actually, this is Jordan algebra degree 4, then we whole time for quaternion. So, why dimension same? Okay, there's a good reason. Then we discuss why that such kind of exact same dimension appear twice. So, in a paper by Professor Elduke, you can hear too. But anyway, it's not so much a such kind of analysis not obvious. Then I concentrate that essentially that Jordan algebra degree C because that's much more well known, so much easier to do it. Okay. Well, in that case, then let me see. G algebra. Okay, I see, I raised it, oh dear. can't find, I'm hopeless. Okay, anyway, it's okay. Anyway, so that in this case, let me consider that now that this kind of matrix and it corresponds to that 27-dimensional octonion matrix, then in that case, then I couldn't verify exactly again structure here too, exactly the same. I thought, okay, here it is. No wonder why I can't find it. Okay, so in this case, I simply that L2, L1, L1. Then I'm pretty sure that this V is E7 plus A1 here too. So now then the entire different type of that E8 structure enters in here in this construction. Because the previous construction of processor L2K is D4, D8, D8, D8. Then this is another maximum subrea given over E8 enters in. Because this is a question mark, because the only thing I check dimension is correct. Okay, so actually, I have not so much enough time. Then, besides my knowledge of a Dynkin diagram method, not so good. So, really, I couldn't. So, one thing I could check dimension-wise, so, most likely this is the E7 plus E1 here too. Okay, E7 plus A1 enters. Then, this common element is I can put that definitely establish E6 plus E1 plus E1 here too. Then, of course, that's E6 is that sub-reaction E7 here too. So it's something like a structure, anti-different structure of the toroidal enters in E8 here too. So now then, as I mentioned, that this type of algebra contains another type, so namely Jordan algebra degree 4. So namely, 4 times 4 traces cotonial commutation, okay? Then this time, frankly, I don't know, because I couldn't establish anything. So, but I suspect it's another E8, because dimension of R is very big. Even I can't tell it that exactly 248 dimension, and I couldn't count it. So, but there's something very large here, so then presumably that this gives you another type of realization of E8 with a different structure like this one here too. So some polarity different here. Okay, here. Okay, so you can see that many that thing here too. Then, okay, so for instance, let me talk about, how many times do I have? No time? Okay. Then, for instance, that's dimension 1. Yeah, okay, so this one is dimension 1. Then, this standard is the I is G2. So, this construction automatically gives you dimension G2, reage of G2. Then the G2 has a toroidal type, sounds like this one here too. So SU2 plus SU2, okay, so something like this one here too. So then if A dimension power octonion of algebra, then this is B4, B4, B4. So F4 has a such kind of structure here too. So F4 has got again, toroidal relation in it. Then B4, B4, B4 appear. So you have something like this one here. Then similarly that, I'm sorry that, maybe one more can I say? Then E7 finally you can see. E7 that if you take A is a 27-dimensional Albert algebra, then Jordan algebra is that, either automatically Ison algebra or normal SDA. So you can use construction. Then again, that of course it's E7, that's much. Pretty sure, again, I couldn't check it. Dimension is correct. So, 137, 133, so that's, I'm pretty sure it must be E7. So, then this one is that E6 plus E1. Again, I don't know, but dimension is correct. E6 plus E1 dimension. Then the common thing is F4, so you can get it. Then the many things, then for example, table of that, horizontal triple system. Then the many things you can calculate. Then I'm sorry, I want to say something more, but no time. So thank you very much.
Oh.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's a thank you for the Facebook. Okay, thank you. And thank you very much for Facebook.
Okay.
Next speaker today is Professor Otto Bianco from the University of Alabama.
The title is Changing the Fine Diaspora, the Global Self-Perspective.
I would like to thank the organizers for inviting me. Bruce is a dear friend of mine.